Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori of David Sibin of Yosef, and for a continued four shleimus of David Meir Ben Mindel. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Chaf Beis. Baruch Shechianu v'Gianu Lazman Hazeh. We got to the last daf of Yevamos. Baruch Hashem, a big Mazel Tov to everybody. We finished as Hashem. We're going to finish today Maseches Yevamos. Tomorrow morning we begin Maseches Ksuvos, Shas Katan. Okay, we're very excited. Want to really thank everybody for joining us. Looking forward to seeing many of us together at the Siyum tonight. Should be epic. Should be awesome. 8:15 Mencha at 9 Beechwood Drive in Sutton Park in Lawrence at the Renov Simcha Hall. I'll probably be in the Renov backyard, not in the Renov Simcha Hall. We'll be in the backyard, hopefully. We'll have a barbecue. Really looking forward to having everybody there. We'll have some Divrei Torah. We'll have the usual end of Masechta words. Accidentally, the Aron Kodesh was locked, so you may want to open it right now. Okay. I will not be singing the song of Yevamos. No, I will not be singing the song of Yevamos. But for those who would like, Mazel Tov to Uriel Shmuel.
Shmuel Uriel.
Okay. I will not be singing the song of Yevamos, but we will. We will have the celebratory. Such a big simcha satora, and looking forward to celebrating with everybody together. Anyway, let's get going. Let's get going. Says the Gemara. Good morning, Reuven from Harrisburg, who I think will not be joining us. It's a long drive from Harrisburg. We'll be Michael on the 8 hours, but it's great to have you. We'll try to get you in on Zoom. Join us if you could join us for the Siyum on Zoom. Yisrael Moshe, Harav Dov Binyamin Ben Shneir Zalmadon, who will be making the trip as Hashem from Bergenfield, Ira Kodesh. And Chana Chenech, who also is going to be joining us. Chana Chenech is going to be joining us from Bergenfield. Good morning. And Avi and Dr. Joe and Yitzhak Yosef. What, Ben Yeshua Reuven? Is that it? Okay. And Chaim Tzvi. And Gershon Eitan. And Svika. And many more will be joining us tonight for the Siyum. Here we go. The Gemara was talking about the fact that as far as the testimony of Mace Bali, that a woman's husband died, even a non-Jew, a guy, Mesiach Lefi Tumo, a guy who's just talking by the Bible, we believe. But what this Gemara is going to bring up is, if the guy has an ulterior motive, then we don't believe him. So if he's only Mesiach Lefi Tumo, we believe him. But if he has an ulterior motive, we don't. Then the Gemara is going to express this with a story. How we come to David, come along. So, K'tolas Pasta, B'shadu V'chivai B'shabata. He takes a gun and he puts it to the Jew's head and he says, cut up this asfasta. What's that? Alfalfa sprouts, I think. And throw them in front of my animal. Let my animal eat them on Shabbos. Violate the Yisr of Kotzer. Violate the Yisr of Darais on Shabbos. V'ilo, if you don't do this, katil malach, I'm going to kill you. Kid the katil malaploni by Yisrael. Like I just killed Beryl Shmerel, the son of somebody else, by a bar ploni. Da'amrile, because you know what happened to him? I told him, bashili k'der b'shabbos, cook me this food on Shabbos, v'loi bashili, and he refused to cook on Shabbos. V'katilse, so I killed him. Shama Devisu, now the wife of this other guy who he said that he killed, the wife of this other guy heard, v'asle l'kamei d'abai. And this woman came in front of Abaye to be mater her husband based on the threat of this non-Jew, that in the course of his threat, he mentioned that he had killed another Jew. Right. Shahayasa. So Abaye, Shahayasa Tlasa Rigle. Abaye delayed answering this woman for 3 regalim until all the rabbis can come together to decide on this issue. Because the rabbi used to have a minug to get together on Yontif to discuss these issues. So why do you have to wait 3 regalim? Some say no, it was a day of a yartzeit. That's why they all got together. It was a day of a yartzeit. Mishnah Para. Halach Zel Yavna Shalosh Moados. So he waited three regalim until all the rabbis, until there were so many rabbis coming together that they could decide this issue. Amar la Rav Ada bar Ava. Zil lekamei de Rav Yosef, the Charif Sakina. Wow. So Rav Ada bar Ava said to this woman, let's ask this question to Rav Yosef. Oh, where's Mordechai when we need him? Maybe he's on the plane already. Hopefully he's on the plane coming back. But go to Rav Yosef, the sharp. You ever hear the expression, he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer? This is probably where it comes from. Rav Yosef was sharp knife. The Charev Sakina. What does it mean he was a sharp knife? He has a good head. He's sharp. He's sharp like a knife. So here it is. He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Uzal Kameh. So Uzla Kameh. So this woman came in front of Rav Yosef. Pashat. So Rav Yosef answered the question from the following brisa. Pashat Mihamas Nisa. Ovi Kacham Shayim Mocha Peres Pashuk. Let's say you have a guy who's selling fruit in the marketplace. Omar. Peres Halalu Shel Orlahim. He's selling fruit in the marketplace. And he's saying, he's trying to get people to buy it. He's saying, this is such, oh, here he is, Rav Mordechai, we missed you. Rav Mordechai, we just learned, the Gemara just said that Rav Yosef was the sharpest knife in the drawer. Can you imagine this? Rav Yosef was sharp, your hero. This Rav Yosef is Rav Mordechai's hero. Anyway, he's the sharpest knife in the drawer, the Gemara says. So let's ask the Shiloh to him. So, Amar Peres Halalu She'or Lahein. So Guy is saying that, you know, my fruit is so fresh. It's like it was born from the first 3 years of the tree's life. Now here you see the guy has an ulterior motive in saying that the fruit is from Arla. Not because he's just stopped trying to tell you. He wants you to buy his stuff. Shel Azikahain. Or maybe he says, these fruit came from a place in Eretz Yisrael that was called Azika. Because they have very good fruit there in Azika. So maybe he didn't take mice. Maybe there's no mice taken off of it. Shel Netta Revayin. Also, it's young. It's from the fourth year of a tree's life. So it's young and fresh. It came from a young tree. It's going to be healthy fruit. Loy Amar Klum. We do not believe the guy to say these things. Why? Loy Niskavin El Ashbiach Mekcho. He's lying just to make you buy it because he wants you to think that it's fresh fruit. So he has an ulterior motive. Said Rav Yosef, just like in this case, the guy has an ulterior motive, so too over here, the guy is saying, oh, go cut my alfalfa and feed my animals, and if you don't do it, I'm going to kill you, just like I killed the other guy. What's the ulterior motive? He's trying to get the guy to believe that he's going to kill him. So he's lying and saying, oh, just like I killed the other guy, I'm going to kill you. But really, he didn't kill the other guy. Maybe he's lying. He's just saying that because he's trying to threaten you. He's trying to get you scared and nervous so that you'll cut his alfalfa sprouts in front of his animal. So said Rav Yosef, if we can point to an ulterior motive that the guy will have for lying, that's not called Mesiach Lefi Tumo. Tumo means Tom. He's just talking. He's being Tom. He's just saying what he's saying. But here we're thinking he has an ulterior motive. He's trying to scare you into doing what he wants you to do. Wow. So Rav Yosef said, this is not a case where we believe the guy. Abba Yudin Ish Tzaydin. That was his name, Abba Yudin, from the city of Tzaydin. Amar Maisa Bi Yisrael Vav Gacham Shalchu B'derech. A story happened with the Jew and the non-Jew, they walked along the way. And the guy came back from Amar, Chaval al-Yehudi, Shehayayim Mi B'derech, Shemeis B'derech U'Kvartiv. Chaval, I was walking with this guy, and Nebuch, he had a heart attack while we were walking, and he died. And I buried him. V'yisiu ishto. And they permitted his wife to get remarried based on the testimony of the guy, because there was no ulterior motive here. He's just saying, I'm just letting you know. Everybody in the town saw him go out on the trip with the guy. He came back without the Jew. Ukvartiv. There's a machlokas rishonim over here. Does he have to also say, and I buried him? Or is he believed him without saying the word, I buried him? The Rashba writes, even though that the Gemara happens to point out that this is what he said, that just happened to be the story. But he'd be believed even without saying, and I buried him. He's saying, he had a heart attack and I left him on the side of the road. He'd be believed to say that as well. Well, maybe not, I don't know. Maybe you have to go check. But The Ritva quotes the Rambam, who says that a guy is not believed unless he says the words, and I buried him. And the Ritva explains the Rambam, even though the Gemara quotes stories where the guy is believed even without the words, and I buried him, that's because there he said, there's nobody there, go check it out. There he's believed without I buried him. Because we could see that he's going out of his way to say that there's no one there anymore. However, if he's not going around and saying there's nobody there, it could be chayshish, maybe he made a mistake. So that's what we'd have to, so there's a machlokas whether or not when he needs to say, and I buried him, like he has to get that specific, that detailed. The stipler in Kehilas Yaakov, he raises another issue. There's a machlokas, the Rosh and the Rambam. Does he have to mention the name of the Jew who was with him?
How else would you know who he is?
Does he have to mention the name? No, in other words, we know who it is because we saw who went with him on the business trip. But the guy comes back and says, you know, I just went on a business trip with a guy, with a Jew. Does he have to say his name or not? Anyway. Vishuv Maise Bekolar Shel Bnei Adam, a group of people, Shemachin L'Antuchia, they were on the way to go to Antuchia, a city in Israel. Ubavi Chavin Echa V'Amar, Chaval Al Kol Shel Bnei Adam. I see here, you didn't say the names. Chaval on this group of people that they just died and I buried them. Al Kol Shel Bnei Adam, Shemesu Kvartim, V'Yisivus Nishosem. And they believed, and they allowed all the wives of this entire group to remarry, based on the testimony of this non-Jew. He's a Messiah Lefituma. There was no ulterior motive. What's the Chiddush? Even though he's testifying about a whole group, and maybe he wasn't clear. Maybe there was one, or maybe it was some of the group, not all the group. Maybe he didn't see everybody, but no, we believe him. B'shem Ma'aseh B'shishim B'nei Adam. 60 people from Achim L'Karkim Beitar. They were going to Beitar that was under siege. I buried all 60 of them. They allowed all the wives of all 60 of them. Even though this was a Shas Melchama. We said before that by a Shas Melchama that a woman's not believed, remember? Maybe it's just a war, maybe he saw the arrows, you know, maybe he's just assuming. But no, we believe him. Because he says, I saw it and I buried them. Goyim is Mesech Lefitumo. Okay, says the Mishnah. Me'idin, when a person died, you're a lot of times la'or haner, la'or alavana. Let's say you didn't actually, you only, it's not sunshine, but it's a candlelight, you see he's dead, or the moon. It's good enough. Masin al pi baskol. Whoa. You're allowed to allow the girl to remarry based on a baskol. Really? What about the famous Gemara? Ein mashkichin b'baskol. Zakta Aral Chaner, I'm sorry, Zakta Tosis Yantif, that's a commentary on the Mishnayos, Tosis Yantif. What do you mean? Ein Mashkichin B'Baskol, it's a Gemara above Metzia and Tessim Bey, it's the famous story of Tanuro Shel Achnoi, right? The oven that they were arguing about, whether or not it was Tum Makabal Tum or not Makabal Tum, and Rebbe Lezer was arguing again, all the other Chacham, they put him in Cherem over that, and he says, let the walls of the base Medrash prove me right. Let the heavens prove me right. And a baskol comes out. What are you arguing, Rabbi Leza? Halacha k'maisim b'chol makom. Rabbi Yishai says, no. We don't listen to the baskol. Whoa. So how can you going to believe Mace Bala based on a baskol? That's the Tosis Yantif's kasha. So you know what he gives? A very interesting answer. He says, there's different kinds of baskols. There's baskols from the heavens. And here, that the Gemara of the Bava Metzia meant the baskol that came out of the heavens. A baskol that came out of the heavens, we don't believe. Loi b'shamayim hi. The Torah is not in the heavens. It's for us to decide. Not from heavenly voices. Loi b'shamayim hi. So that baskol you don't listen to. Here it means we just heard somebody yelling. That's what the baskol means over here. We heard somebody screaming it out. It's a baskol, not a baskol from heaven. That's what he says. Shamed baskol min ha-shamayim. That you don't believe. However, here we don't know where the... We just heard a voice. We don't know. Was it a demon? Was it a human being? Did somebody scream it out? And we say, just hear somebody say, oh my gosh, this person died. Or you're walking in the subway, you hear people whisper, yelling out. You hear this guy died. Who died? That's the bas kol here. Wow. The Aruch HaNer writes, according to Beis Hillel, la halacha mashkichin bebas kol. Oh, Beis Hillel paskins, we do follow the bas kol. But we don't follow a bas kol that goes against the rov. The case of Tanur Shalachnai, they didn't follow the bas kol because there was a bas kol against the majority opinion. The majority opinion was against Rabbi Elazar. So you don't follow a bas kol against a rov. But if you have no rov against it, then you would follow a bas kol. So according to that, one second. Sorry, there's a 5 second delay too. Anyway, one second. So according to that, I'm just finishing my sentence. So according to that, we would say our mission is even a bas kol min hashamayim. We would still listen to it. I'm sorry, Mordechai, go ahead.
Rabbeinu, we learned in the last Talmud in Megillah that mashmian al bas kol. There's a day we have Amar Reb Shabtai, Amar Reb Yochanan, we're mashmian al bas kol. Someone's in the midbar and he says hin hin or lav lav. That a person is allowed to listen to it and it's not a begedah lo tenafeshu. We said mashmian al bas kol, which is slightly different than mashkich. Mashkich may be more a psak halacha. Mashmian may be something more of like an intuitive clarity on what to do in life, occupation or decision, big decision, something a little slightly different than that. But
okay, good. Shkayach. We have to review that Gemara Megillah. I don't remember that Gemara Megillah, but okay. Maisa, I take your word for it. Believe me, I believe you. Maisa be'echad she'amad al Rosh Ahar. Story happened that there was somebody standing on the top of a mountain. Ve'amar, and he yelled out, Ish ploni ben ploni mimakom ploni mace. Reuven, the son of Shimon from the town of Timbuktu, die. Holchu v'lo matzu shamadim. So they ran up the mountain. What's going on? And they didn't find anybody there. There was nobody there. So it's kind of like the equivalent of a bas kol in a certain sense. V'yisuas ishto. They allowed his wife to remarry based on this, unbelievable. Based on this bas kol. The Gemara implies this is the halacha. Like Beis Hillel, masin al pi bas kol. The Rambam paskins the halacha only the second maisa. As we'll see in a second, the next maisa. He doesn't quote the first maisa. He says, if we can't find anybody there, we don't rely on the bas kol. The Rambam says, we don't rely on the bas kol. Only in the next case we were about to say. Only if we find where the source of the bas kol was, according to the Rambam, do we believe it. Let's read the next case. Vishuv maisa b'tzalmon, a town in Israel. Bechat shama, ani ish ploni ben ish ploni. I, Reuven ben Shimon, Nishachani Nachash, I was just bitten by a snake, Vahare ani mace, and I am about to die. Vahochu, and they went there, and they found the guy dead. Valoi kiru, they couldn't recognize him because of the bite, he was already, his face, his whole complexion changed, they couldn't recognize him. Vahochu visius ishtu, but they trusted the fact of what his name was, because he said what his name was, even though he didn't look like that guy anymore. But they allowed his wife to remarry based on that testimony. Zok de Helege Gemara. Amar Rav Shmuel. Tana, we learned in a brisa. Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Masin Al Pi Bas Kol. Against the Mishnah. Beis Hillel Omrim Masin Al Pi Bas Kol. Beis Hillel says you can rely on the Bas Kol. My Kamash Malan, what's the Chiddush of this? Masnisin He. It's already a stam mishnah. Answer the Gemara. Halkamash malan di mishtachas stama de ein masin. If you'd find another stam mishnah that would say we don't let somebody marry be a bas kol, that's beis shamayi. So we don't really have to pay too much attention to it. V'holchu v'lo matzu. They didn't find anybody atop of the mountain. V'dil mashed ha v'frek the Gemara. Maybe it was a demon. How are you relying on this voice? Amri de marav shiro lo demus adam. No, when they saw something calling off the mountain, they saw the image of a human. It says, Inu Nami Damu. Shadim, demons also look like people. They saw it had a shadow. It says the Gemara of Inu Nami is the Babua. Don't Shadim, demons also have shadows. It had a shadow of a shadow. And a shade doesn't have a shadow of a shadow. The Dilma, the Dudu, is the Bavur, the Bavur. Maybe Shadim also have shadows of shadows. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina, Amar li Yonasan Sheda. Yonasan, the demon, once said to me, Bavur Islahu, Bavur de Bavur Leslahu. They have shadows, but the demons don't have shadows of shadows. Don't ask me to explain this, Gemara. I won't be able to explain it to you. I don't know what it means that a shade has a shadow, but not the shadow of a shadow. I don't exactly understand that, but I'm going to take the Gemara at its word. Ask the Gemara, how could you rely on that person? The Dilma Tsara Havai. Maybe it was the co-wife who was yelling and screaming that her husband died, and we don't believe co-wives. Answers the Gemara, Tana Dvira Bishmel, Bishas Hasakana, Kosvin Vinosvin, Vavavish Ein Makirin. What's a Shas Hasakana? So, we listen to the, let's say the guy himself is like dying. So we, if he says, right to get to my wife, we listen to him. And if he says, I am Reuven ben Shimon, we listen. And even though we don't know who it is, we rely that it's him. So to over here, we believe this Baskol, because if we don't believe it, we're going to be messed over. She's going to be an Aguna for the whole rest of her life. There's no one else to testify. So Mishim Aguna, we're going to be Matir, just like a Shasa Sakana, we believe a guy, even though we don't know who it is in the well, we believe him to say his name is Reuven ben Shimon. So to over here, we believe this Baskol, even though it might be the woman's co-wife. We'd rather believe it rather than have it's a Shas Adchak. Shas Adchak we rely on these kind of doichika situations. Says the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Kishiyaradti l'Narada. When I went to Narada, I left Eretz Yisrael to Narada. We saw this quoted earlier. La'aber Shana, Hashana. So we saw all the Rishonim ask, are you allowed to do Ibra Hashana outside of Eretz Yisrael? Right. There was a certain onus. They weren't allowed to do it in Israel, so they had to leave Israel to do the Ibra Hashana. Right? And we saw before that if a Gadol leaves Eretz Yisrael, as long as he wasn't Hinich Kamoso by Eretz Yisrael, he's allowed to do it. He was allowed to do it in Chutzla. It's like it says in the end of Brachas, on the last daf of Brachas, it says, Rabbi Akiva lo Hinich Kamoso by Eretz Yisrael. And therefore he was allowed to, he didn't leave any rabbis as great as him in Israel. So therefore, he was allowed to be ma'abar the shan min chutz la'aretz. So says Taisus earlier on Kuftes Vav. We learned it earlier. Okay. Matzasi nechem yish beis deli. From a city in Israel. Amar li. Shamati she'im esin esin shev Yisrael api yirechad. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't allow women to be married based on the testimony of one witness. Eli Rudim Bava. Only Rudim Bava is the only guy. Venumesi. And I said, Venumesi lo. And I said to him, Kain Advarim, you're right. Omar Li, Nehemiah said to me, Emor Lahem, tell the scholars in Israel, Mishmi, in my name, Nehemiah, Atem Yodim Shamdin Mishubeshes Begaisis. You know, there's so many wars going on, so I can't come to Israel and tell you this myself. Mikublani mi Rebbe Gamliel Azokain. I heard from the elder of Gamliel Shemasina Sija Piyed Echad. You're allowed to let a girl get remarried based on one of his testimony. Ukishabasi Viritsesi Adram Lefni Rabbi Gamliel in Yavne. Samach Lidvari, Rabbi Gamliel was so happy to hear this. When Rabbi Gamliel went and told the story back in Yavne, that your Elter Zayda, your great great grandfather, Rabbi Gamliel Zakin Paskin, that you're allowed to do it, he was happy. But Amar Matsanu Chavar Rabbi Yudim and Baba. Oh, it's not just Rabbi Yudim and Baba, it's my Elter Zayda held the same way. Mitoch Hadavar Niska Rabbi Gamliel. Shenerga Arugin Betel Arza. And this caused him to remember that there was a Maiser with his Elter Zayda that a lot of people were killed in Tel Arza and they were matir the Agunas to be remarried based on the testimony of one aid. Not only that, you could also use the testimony of aid mipiaid. Usually you're not allowed to use aid mipiaid, but for this you're allowed to use aid mipiaid, one aid testifying for another aid. Mipi Eved, you're allowed to, Mipi Isha, Mipi Shifcha. You're even allowed to have an Eved, a Shifcha, aid mipiaid. A woman who's not usually allowed to testify, you're allowed to rely on all this. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Omrim, Ein Masina Seisha, El Al Pi Eid Echad. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you're not allowed to use a woman, you need a legit, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to use one aid, you need two legit aidim. Like every Darvish of Erva, they disagree with the whole thing. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo al pi isha, velo al pi eved, velo al pi shivcha, velo al pi krova. We're going to see Rabbi Kiva is going to change his mind. But in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva seems to say that you're not allowed to use a woman. Against what we said before, against Tanakama. Tanakama said a woman, a shivcha is okay, and pi eved, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Lezer, you need two kasher edim. And Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Akiva says no. One eid is good, but can't be a woman, can't be an eved, can't be a shivcha, can't be relatives. Says the Gemara, the Savar Rabbi Akiva al Pi'isha lo. What Rabbi Akiva says, you're not allowed to use a woman. V'atani we learned in a brayso. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer. Rabbi Akiva, isha ne'menes lahavi gita. A woman is believed to carry her own get l'medina sayam and say b'fana nechta. She's believed to be machshir the get. She's going to get remarried based on her saying, this is my get. Why? The five women, the co-wife, the mother-in-law, all those women who are not believed to say meis bala, yet they're believed to say b'fanai nechtav on the get. Zu, the woman herself, she is believed to say my husband died. So, this kavachomer, that even by bringing a get, which isn't even real edus, we believe the woman herself. And even the five women are not believed. Forget a woman. The woman who's usually not believed by meis bala is believed by this. So isha ba'alma mehemna. So nashim shavachah mehutalo mehemne. Right, those five women are not believed to say meis bala. But isha ba'alma is mehemna. And that was Rabbi Kiva himself saying, okay, those five women are not believed. But mashma, that a regular woman who's not one of these five women, would be believed to say meis bala. Answer the Gemara Lakasha. Kan kodem shechziku, kan la'ach shechziku. We see in our mission there was a whole machlokas. Are you allowed to testify based on one witness or not? So, and then they obviously one of the rabbis came and said they should. So the Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah who said that a woman's not believed, that's before they believed the testimony of Eid Echad. But once they reestablished the din like Rabbi Yudim and Bava that an Eid Echad is believed, so then even Rabbi Akiva said, yeah, even a woman is believed. If an Eid Echad is believed, so you don't need real Eidus. Eid Echad is believed, a woman's believed, the Shikha, meaning Rabbi Akiva changed his mind. That was before the Eidus of Rabbi Akiva, the name of Nechemi Ish Beis Deli, that he got a tradition from Gedolei HaZaken, the Eid Echad is believed. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. The last Mishnah, Meseches Yevamos, thank you, Yitzchak Yosef ben Yeshua Reuven. Here we go. It's dangerous to get an Ali and Shul when I'm there. Okay, here we go. Amru Lo. That's Rabbi Emerson's problem. I heard him get an Ali 100,000 times, so now I know his father's name also. Amru Lo. Tacham said to Rabbi Akiva, Maisa b'bnei Levi shehochol tzor irat tamar. A story happened to b'nei Levi. They went to Tzor, the city of the dates, a city in Israel. V'chala echad mehem, one of them got sick. V'heviyu b'punduk, they brought him into an inn on the side of the road. U'v'chazarasim, when they came back from Tzor, the city of the dates, and they came to the inn, amula pundakis, they asked the innkeeper. We'll see in the Gemara, the innkeeper was a Goya, she wasn't a Jew. Aye chaverenu, where's our friend that we left here to recuperate? Nume slahem, she said to them, Mace, he died ukvartiv, and I buried him. V'hisiu asishto, based on the testimony of the non-Jewish pundakis, they allowed his wife to remarry. So you see from this that you rely on the Goy. So that was Rabbi Akiva. So they said to Rabbi Akiva, so this is against you. You, Rabbi Akiva, you said that a woman's not believed. So the Chacham continued. The Chacham continued to talk to Rabbi Akiva. Velo tehe kohenes kipundakis. A Jewish girl is not as good as this non-Jewish innkeeper. Amar lahem, l'chishtehei kipundakis ne'menes. You can't prove from this. Why? Hapundakis was Mesiach Lefi Tuma. First of all, the Pundakis was just Mesiach Lefi Tuma. And that's why we believe the Pundakis, because she, not be Din Edus. Not me Din Edus. Me Din Edus, she wouldn't believe. She wasn't giving testimony. A woman's testimony is not believed. But she was Mesiach Lefi Tuma, that's even better than Edus. A guy Mesiach Lefi Tuma is better than the testimony of a woman. So said Rabbi Akiva. Votzila Maklo, she also produced, it was a riot, she produced his stick, the Tarmilo, and his knapsack, for Sefer Torah Shai Biyado, and the Sefer Torah that he was carrying with him. Right? In those days, they wouldn't bring a Gemara Yavamas, they would carry with them on the way, they would carry a little Sefer Torah. And that's why they believed him. Because any woman, whether a non-Jewish woman or a Jewish woman, would be believed in Mesiach Lefi Tuma. However, if it's Edus and not Mesiach Lefi Tuma, we will not accept Edus even if she's a Jewish girl. According to Rabbi Akiva, Mesiach Lefi Tuma is even better than Edus. Wow. Rabbi Akiva holds a person who's just stopped being Mesiach Lefi Tuma is even better than Edus. Any woman would be believed like this Pundakis. According to the Chachamim, Edus of a woman is better than Mesiach Lefi Tuma. And that's why they asked against him, oh, how come you're saying that she's not believed, that a regular woman's not believed? Says the Gemara. Now, the Gemara asks, it sounds like that the Gemara is saying it's a chiddush that this Pundakis is believed. In the Havmi, the Gemara didn't realize that she was not Jewish. Says the Gemara, my greatest of the Pundakis, what's so bad about being a Jewish innkeeper? Why wouldn't we believe the Jewish innkeeper? No. It wasn't a Jewish innkeeper. The Chiddush is she was a Goyish innkeeper. Mesiach Lefi Tuma Haisa. Mesiach Lefi Tuma Haisa. Not only that, she wasn't testifying. She was just telling a story. Zeh Maklo, v'zeh Tarmilo, v'zeh Kevesh Ekvar Tibbo. So she's Mesiach Lefi Tuma. V'chein Tani Abba Barid, Rabbi Nyum Barchia, Pundakis Ovedes Kochem Haisa, was a non-Jewish Pundakis. Mesiach Lefi Tuma Haisa. She was just telling a story. That's why they believed him. Ask the Gemara, wait a second. Why is that called Mesiach Lefi Tuma? Wait a minute. But they started the conversation. How do you tell me she used to do it? They asked, where's our friend who died? So how's that called Mesiach Lefi Tuma? She wasn't telling us, she was responding to their question. No. She really started. When they walked into you, they saw she was crying already. So that's called that she was Mesiach Lefi Tuma. She started it. It's not that they asked and she responded to them, so she had a vested interest in telling them that he died. No, she was crying. So then, since she started it, that's called, she started the conversation, that's called Mesiach Lefi Tuma. Tana Rabbana. This is the last issue discussed in Yevamos. Do you have to do drisha v'chakira by an eid echad who testifies meis bala shelzu? Do you have to do drisha v'chakira? It's really a Sanhedrin sugya. Tana rabbanan. Ma'aseh ba'adam echad sheba lohayd alisha lefnei Rabbi Tarfon. A certain woman came to testify about a woman in front of Rabbi Tarfon, about a husband. Amar lo Rabbi Tarfon. Amar lo. Bini. How do you know her husband died? Omar, ani vehu. How do you know holchem b'derech? Well, this guy said to Rabbi Tarfon, this eid echad said, me and this guy were walking along the way. V'radav hacharenu gaius, and an army battalion started running after us. V'nisla, they grabbed him. B'yichud shel zayis. I'm sorry. The army started running after him. And this guy who I was running with, he grabbed onto a branch of an olive. Ufshacho, and he ripped it off the tree. The hechzer was a guy's lachorv, and he used this spear to fend off the army. Amarti lo, Aryeh Yisha Kochacha. I said to him, Aryeh, that was his name. Lion, Yasha Kochacha, you're such a strong guy. You're able to fend off this army. Not that he knew what his name was, he called him an Aryeh, because she displayed strength like a lion. Omar Lee, minayna teyodeh she'aryeh shmi. How'd you know my name was Aryeh? Kach korno si b'iri. This is what they call me in my town. Yochanan b'Rebbe Yonasan Aryeh de Mekfar Shichaya. That's what they call me. His name wasn't really Aryeh, but that's what they referred to him as, the lion, because he was very strong. His name was Yochanan b'Rebbe Yonasan. Liyamim, a few days later, Chala umes. He got sick and he died. V'hisi Rabbi Tarfon es ishto. Based on this testimony, Rabbi Tarfon allowed his wife to remarry. Ask the Gemara. Rabbi Tarfon lo bayi drisha v'chakira? Why doesn't he require you to do some investigation here? V'atanya, didn't we learn another braisa? Ma'ase b'adam echad shabal lefni Rabbi Tarfon lahoy dey dusi isha. Amalo, bini echata yodei edizu. Amalo, ani vahu hayidhocha maderech. Verada vachreinu gaius. Army chased us. Vinisla b'yichud te'ena. He ripped off a fig branch off the tree. Ufshacho, he ripped it off. Ve'hichzir es hagaius lachorv. And he fended off the whole army. Amarti lo, yashikochacha arye. Right? You know when people say shkayach? Yiasher kochacha. Right? People say shkayach, but shkayach is actually really yiasher kochacha. So next time a guy gets in there, don't tell him shkayach. Tell him yiasher kochacha. Okay. Amar tilo, yiasher kochacha arye. Amar li, yafek yivanta lishmi. Shekach koronosi b'iri, yochan ben yonas and arye di mekvar shichaya. Liyamim chalo umes. But hold on, here the story has a different ending. Rabbi Tarfon tried to trick him to say something wrong. He's checking him out to see if he's telling the truth. Amar le, loikach amarti li, Yochanan ben Yonasan de Kvar Shichaya Aryeh. I thought that was his name. Amar lo, lo. No, that's not what I said. Elakach amarti lach. This is what I said to you. Yochanan ben Yonasan Aryeh de Kvar Shichaya. No, Aryeh was not. See, Rabbi Tarfon's trying to trick him, so he said, Aryeh was the name of the city. He says, no, that's not what I said. Aryeh was the guy's name, not the name of the city. Yochanan Yonasan Aryeh de Mekfar Shichaya. The dictator of Shnayim Shloshim Pamim, Rabbi Tarfon kept on trying to trip him up two or three times to get him to see if he was telling the truth. V'chivein es tevarev, and the aide kept on saying, no, not the name of the city was Aryeh, his name was Aryeh. They called him Aryeh. V'hisi Rabbi Tarfon es ishto. After Rabbi Tarfon checked him out, so Rabbi Tarfon said, oh, I see he's telling the truth. So he allowed his wife to remarry. So the question is, do you need to do bedikas or not? Says the Gemara, Tanoihi, it's a machlokes tanoim whether or not you need to do chakiras and bedikos by edus isha. Decided in a braisa. Ein boken edei nashim bedrisha v'chakira divi Rabbi Akiva. We do not do bedikas for edus for meis bala. We don't do drisha v'chakira, divi Rabbi Akiva. Like once we're being lenient already, we're trusting an eid echad, a woman, or an a shifcha, an eved, so we're not going to start doing drishas v'chakiras. Rabbi, 1 second. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Bodkin, no, we do drisha v'chakira. V'kamiflagi b'di Rabbi Chanina. They're arguing about the din of Rabbi Chanina. The same halachas apply to mamonos and nefashos. Umatam amru dini mamonos ein shrichim drishim chakira. Why did the rabbis say midrabanan dini mamonos don't need drishim chakira? Shalotin al dalas b'fnei lovin. We don't want people to have a trouble getting back their money. We don't want people to stop lending money. So we said, you know what? For Dine Mamonis, we want people to lend. So we want people to get their money back. So the rabbi said, we're going to make it easier for people to get their money back. We're not going to require Jewish of Hakira. With a Mikamif gate, Marasavra came and did Ksuba Lamishkal. Since in this case, where we're going to allow the woman to remarry, the estate of the dead husband is going to have to pay the Ksuba Kedine Mamonis dummy. So it's like Dine Mamonis. And therefore, you don't need drisha v'chakira. When Marasava came into Shrein Isha Yisla'alma, but Kedina Nefashas Dami. Come on. This is not Dina Nemamonis. This is allowing a woman to violate an Isser Kares. This is not Dina Nemamonis. Dina Nefashas. Dina Nefashas. You got to do Jitra v'chakira. Rabbeisai, we're going to leave the last line for tonight. We're going to leave the last line. Tonight we're going to talk about this last line. Whatever, I don't want to give it away. Coming attractions, but there's a lot to talk about this last line, which appears in four Masechtas and Shas. It's the last line of four Masechtas. Mordechai, which four Masechtas is this the last line in, Mordechai?
Well, Rabbeinu, we did it in Brachos. Rabbeinu spoke about the share on March 7th. The year was 2020. We remember the time quite well. Rabbi spoke about learning Torah b'chabura at Shalashivas. It was the last Shalashivas we had in about like 9 months. But I remember that one quite well. And Yevamos, the other two, I'll let everybody know. I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Believe me, Mordechai, I only know it because I had to prepare it last night. Banayich. Banayich. Brachos, Nida,
Nazir.
Sorry, I got it wrong. Right? See, that's how well I know it. Brachos, Nazir, Yevamos, Krisus, Banayich, Banayich. Brachos, Nazir, Yevamos, Krisus. All end with the same line.
We didn't learn the other two Masechtas with the Rabbeinu.
Ah, okay. I hear you. I hear you. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. We're going to finish that together. Everyone should have a great day. We'll see you tonight. Yitzchak, yeah, Yitzchak.
I've got two questions now. But on this price.